Okay, we are continuing Daf Shem Pei Dalet, Shat Shvili. We are middle of the ninth Cheshbon HaNefesh. Okay, in Shem Pei Dalet, right the top in the fifth line. Halasira Masha Omer Rabbi Sein is the Freud of Ruch of Eisat Chak, Balkeri Mahara Beliba Ve'ena Mavorech Loilu Fenei Veloil Achreyo. In this chesmon, in this ninth chesmon, we learned as follows. It said, it divided Avodas Hashem in three categories. We have three departments in Avodas Hashem. One, which is Chavis Halvobas, truly, fully depending on your heart. There, we have to deliver 100% of Achmona Liba Boya. There, you need all dedication of your Kavona. The second department is Avodas Chavis HaEverim, which has to go together with Avodas Salat. But it's just tefillah, where you have to say it, it's a mitzvah, plus you have to be Maharis. And that's where we were now involved. In a sense, you could see that even there's a chiyuv tefillah, but the Baal Keri, which is Tomei, said you should be Mekatzer b'tefillah. Why? Because there's no purity. Therefore, my brother, see to cure inyan tefilosko belibcho, to cure the inyan of tefillah in your heart. Vashveyu im diburecho, and connect, make him even, your heart with your mouth. Don't put him on cruise control, you know, put him on cruise control your tefillah and then it flows and your heart is not there. Balance your heart with your words, should be the same. Rachmon elibe boy, should the heart should be true. Vashveyu im diburecho, you know. The Chavim Ben Kavona Achas Elokim have one Kavona all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fane Gufcho, make available your body from all kind of other movements. Don't be involved in any other things while you're davening. Your body should be all there with the davening. Ukshoy Chishecho, untie all your chushim, senses, v'raynecho, all your thoughts. Means also the Dovar to be busy with any other thing, with Divrei Olam, for any worldly things. Don't try to do together some other things, other senses be involved together. While you are in tefillah, disconnect from everything and anything. To compare it to what you would do for your king. What would you do when you would stand in front of your king, the real Melech Bosra Dan, because you have to miss Asik Bodja also when you're busy thanking him, the Shipchoy, and praising him, the Sipura Tavosra, and telling his goodness, Im Sichlusai Bamatsfunecha. At the time when you would have your stupidity, Lechoyre, in your hiddenness, how could you do. Even for a man of Osadam, you couldn't be a double role, a double faced person. By the time you're thanking him and lemming him, you can't have it the same thing that you should have sichlus, stupidity in your heart, and then show one thing in the front. You couldn't do it even for a man. Hamashkif al gluyecho, who is looking on your openness, what you show, umatfunecho, on your hiddenness, minstolcho vinerecho, which is hidden inside, which is shown outside. You see, even for a man who does not see what's going on inside, you can't play a double role, you can't express something in the outside when your heart is not inside with it, because you can't act properly and it will be noticeable. Achas kama v'kama when you speak in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he looks in you inside and outside the same, everything's the same. How could you stand for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and talk when your heart is not there?
This is the form of tefillah. Because when you, but the other tefillah, like the woman, you know, like they're in the oilam and they're davening at the same time. It's like the eved who is meshamish the melach constantly.
The other tefillah, whatever you do is natural, because you deliver only how much you deliver. When you speak about the organized tefillah shachos mincha, here he speaks only about shachos mincha, anything which is organized tefillah, anything which is organized tefillah, but you can do one thing with your mouth and the other thing you do with your heart. That he speaks about, yeah. But all that feeling, when you speak about the feeling of the Raisa, when you have a request asking something Hashem, that is not shaykh to be, because you only deliver how much you deliver. You give 20%, all you have 20. And I would say there's no. Over there, when you speak to Kodesh Baruch Hu asking a personal thing, you're asking it because your heart demands it, expressing yourself, not because the Chumash told you. There's not shaykh to do a half job. You're talking to him. I'm really talking to him. And if you do a half a job, you only talk to half. It's not that there's no hypocrisy. There's no two-faced situation over there. Yes, unfortunately, we got very much used even to talk to Hashem out of habit, which is not good. I mean, sometimes we ask Hashem, we got used to talk through the talk, you know, talking to Hashem, which is, we don't really mean it. So we have to be sure. Organized tefillah is one thing, I have to do it. So therefore, we need all the koichos not to be misfollowed properly.
But doesn't it build like you talk to Hashem constantly, even though sometimes it might be a little bit half talk, at least you're building up that bitachon aspect of I'm constantly with Hashem. I mean, it could become habit,
remember,
but at least
listen, one thing you should know, it's true. But you remember what I said it once here? The big midas achsidus of the Chayvus Halvavus is Chayvus Halvavus. Do everything with heart. Don't be a robot. Don't be mitzvah sanosha medel mother. That's one of the biggest things of the tshuva which we have to do today, be an original Jew. Everything we should do original. Don't do the kasidus. Not habit filling. And the Baldover tries to do everything to make us mitzvah sanosha medel mother. To fight us, not to let us do original things. Okay? When chsidus comes in, it becomes a style. What is Chassidus? Chassidus is Chassidus Halvavus, not Mitzvah and Hashem and Amada. What does he do to Baldov and see that we don't listen to him? And Baruch Hashem, there is Achshar Kam Chassidus. So instead of fighting the Mitzvah and Hashem and Amada, the job of Chassidus is B'chol Derechecho DeYehu. All what you're doing on day to day, DeYehu No Hashem. What does Baldov do today? It takes the DeYehu to know Hashem, makes it B'chol Derechecho, makes it Mitzvah and Hashem and Amada. Takes the highest madregas, makes us mitzvah. Everyone goes to mikvah, everyone does frumerade, everyone does this, everything does expensive esring. All of a sudden, everyone is running for the most beautiful thing. People who have no shackles to it. I said, yeah. Every minute, everyone goes for the best hechsher. Beautiful. What's wrong? But everyone wants to wear a shtreimel. Everything. We're all rushing to do the yehu. We're all rushing to know Hashem. We all want madregas. And I tell you, this story I come to because I had a kasha. I had a kasha on me. What is pushing me? Why is there a drive to become more chosid? Why is there a drive to have the best esek? Why is there a drive for this? Everything is a koyach behind it. It's not only me, it's a movement. It's a movement. Who is pushing? The Yetzer Tov never pushes. Anyway, there's a push, the Yetzer Hara is behind it. What does it benefit? It makes us so good. It makes us such a chassidim. It makes us daven. It makes us not daven organized tefillah. It makes us talk about Hashem continuously. What is behind it? Until chapt him. You know what's behind it is? He sees that we work on b'chol derechecho day. He sees that we want to be original. So he takes the deyehu and he starts with pushing. And what he makes him deyehu b'chol derechecho. All of a sudden, takes away the neshama because all the midas achasidus is. If you do midas achasidus as a custom, you get used to it, it's ma'aseh kodesh ba'alma. Mitzvah is a ma'aseh tovim in davening, I have to do it. I like it, I don't like to do it. Even do it as a robot, do it. You have to do it, it's pushing buttons. Chassidus, if it's not done with all your heart originally, it's worthless. Because chassidus is an expression of your own devotion. And this actually, the Chassam Sefer wrote a letter to Yismach Moshe and explained his Rebbe, the Haflo, which was in the Talmud from Rebbe Moshe Leifasser, from Mezid Shemagin, I think, and he was Talmid Baal Shem. His son, the Flo's son, was not a chosid, went back to Ashkenaz, went to Ashkenazish. The Flo's son went back to Ashkenaz, Chosefer himself remained Ashkenaz, he didn't make Chosefer a chosid. How come? See, he writes, the Chosefer writes, he's not Moshe. He says, why my Rebbe Yaflo had not implemented his chassidus to his son, to his talmidim, because he would have applied his chassidus, would be no more chassidus, would become shulchan aruch, and then it loses the fact that chassidus is a self devotion, a self expression. When you make a self expression, if it's going to be routine, everyone has to get up 5 in the morning, come to the chassidus, so go to the mikveh. It's no more self expression. It's not your dedication. That's your devotion. It's just like some people get up 8 o'clock to dance, some people get up 5 o'clock. You have to be able to express your own. So now when you get up on your own, you can't do it mitzvah sanosha melumor. You have to put in your own 2 cents. You have to put in 2 things. So the Baldova tries to... So what's happening now when you make, I'm not, but never, you know, in the Shemiras or something, it's putting a personal tefillah b'shmaka, right? You're putting a personal tefillah, whatever it is, not to do it continuous, not to do it every day. Because once you do it every day, it becomes a part of tefillah, and then just like you don't have in mind what you say, v'shtayim v'icho v'rachman toshi, if you don't have, when you say, chotel seri sipshat, you start knocking away, you don't even know what you're talking, it just becomes a part of your tefillah. I'm not, but not every day to go to mikveh. I mean, to have, not, in order not to mikveh shemar vod, Friday I'm not going to the mikveh. Even I could go to the mikveh. No, mikveh you have to, you want to go because, not because I have to go every day, because then what's the chilek between tefillah and mikveh? Mikveh is your own devotion, it's your own thing. When you make the midas hachasidus, you become a robot, then it's not a chasidus b'chvat, it's ma'aseh koyed ba'alma. The only thing which you have to do as a robot is shulchan aruch, mitzvahs, davening. You have no, that's not my, I have to do it, I'm an eved, here I'm a slave, if I like it or not. So my avoid is to put in heart into my robotism. But if you don't have the heart, never mind, just be a robot. Midas hachasidus, Kodesh Baruch Hu left midas hachasidus for my own self-expression, and all of a sudden I start doing midas hachasidus, and I become a robot in it. Everything is lost. It's not worth at all. It's not worth a bit. It's not worth anything.
One more question. To train your children to talk to Hashem all the time, is that a problem? Or that...
It's not good. It's not good. I tell you why. You're training them to be from a talk, and talk is cheap. It's again, you never know when the line went. This has to be self-expression. You could train children to talk to Hashem, not tell the child talk to Hashem. Let him see it in you as a Roma. Listen, you talk to Hashem. That's all. Let him imitate you. No. You have to know, Chamei Chanara al Pi Darko is, you make an imposition. You see, you're training the child to take a Mila de Chassidus, and you're making him a second habit, which is nothing. It doesn't express anything. But what will he have to do, this child, when you will train everything, all the Mila de Chassidus, you will do everything for him, what will he have to come up to when he wants to express his own feelings? He will have nothing left. Everything will be in an inward situation. He could never express it. He could never show it in a physical expression because everything is already there. Everything is already
there. Everything is programmed. Right?
Everything is already programmed. So he remains a robot all his life. He's going to become meaningless. It's not. But Chalal, you should know. I'm just saying it, not that you have to follow me. I never imposed on my children at home and nobody anything which is above Shulchan Aruch. Never tell, do this. I could explain things, I could tell, I'm doing it, you like it, do it, you don't like it, don't do it. But there's no way, do it, it's going to be good. This is one of the mistakes of today's chinuch. The impose and the program are youth with milad chassidus, with gewaldig, and the thing we're doing very, very, very well with it. And the youngster loses bechlal, the boundaries, what is dinu, what is chassidus. Tinu chassidus is just as aloha as aloha. Every in and every chumah becomes a gewaldige zach. And the grace, it had been brought up with a load of restrictions, limitations, and everything is an inyan. And when they crack up, when they can't carry the heavy load, and they can't keep the whole thing, so when a milad chassidus gives way, it gives in, they can't do it, they fell, they broke the root. If they broke the root, might as well go all the way, and they go to chayve krisis. They go to chayve krisis. Even in family life, in all kind of chumras. You are not allowed to impose on a person dialogue, masha, osra, in silas, shon, belunda. Dialogue, masha, osra, toira. It's not about the toira, asra. This is a chinuch. In chinuch, you never machanuch a person more than the toira gave. Why did the toira limit it himself? Why did shechinuch limit it himself? To give you room for your self expression, to give you room for your self growth. But when I take the child, now machanuch him already that he has to take on this and this and this and this, then there's no self growth. And when he gives in there, he gives in everything. So it's not good. Yes, you yourself behave the way you behave. Let the child see the way mommy talks, the way the daddy talks. Fine. It's a good thing. Then the child takes it down himself. But to say, you have to kiss the mizir before you go out the door. You know, people, make sure you kiss the mizir and you come back, you have to kiss the mizir. It's a very bad chinuch. Very bad chinuch. Because him kissing mizir is like Shema Yisrael Hashem, like Kavod Samach Hashemayim. And then when he fails, when he's embarrassed in the kapalk, whatever it is, then he fails in everything. Yes, if he sees you always kissing the thing, imitates you something else. Ask him, but never.
Rather, you don't have to kiss the mezuzah all the time. Or if you didn't, you have to go back and kiss the mezuzah. I mean, what is the aluchah with them?
There's no aluchah to kiss the mezuzah to anything. No aluchah to kiss the mezuzah. Okay? What's the aluchah is? The void of the inyan for kissing the mezuzah is. Many people kiss the mezuzah all the time. I am bad at kissing the mezuzah, unless I want to kiss the mezuzah for a particular reason. Why? Because I happened to observe the bell of Zichron Berachot, the way he was standing in the mezuzah. By the way, he didn't kiss the mezuzah. Never, I didn't ever see him kissing mitzvah. But Rabbi Abed was paying to go through the door. It took a few minutes. Every time he went through the door by the mezuzah, he was standing there, was holding the door like the mezuzah shell, and was immersed with gvaldige kavod, standing there for a minute and 2 minutes, and then he went further. So I saw what it means. What is a mezuzah? Mezuzah is that every time when you go and go from reshus to reshus, from room to room, and you're passing down mezuzah, it's a kabbalas olam achashmaim, shma shalom kshem echad, you're rethinking the whole kabbalas olam achashmaim, you're mekabel olam achashmaim. So of course, if you stop at the door, and it says you're going through here, I'm going passing through Hashem, shma shalom kshem echad, it goes olam achashmaim. So my reshus kiss the mezuzah just like kiss the tzitzis. Even kissing the tzitzis is not halacha. The chazim I think didn't kiss the tzitzis. There's many gedolim who didn't kiss the tzitzis bechlal. It's a matter of it has to do with self-expression. Some people express with a kiss, some people without a kiss. Now, I made Afka rule just to kiss the mezuzah out of a habit, not to do it, because then the mezuzah is totally worthless. Because once you start kissing the mezuzah as a habit, the mezuzah is nothing then. Doesn't mean anything. So when once in a while I go through and say, oh, here's the mezuzah, shema shalom shem echad, and then you kiss the mezuzah as a result of this, fine. Then you didn't kiss the mezuzah as a habit, because even miyachad, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lamala Mata, with Oilem, Siva Meachad, Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he came to me and said, fine. So therefore, we do see, listen, we have to know one thing. The more imposition we make on the Chitzonius, it takes away from the Pnimis Halev, if you do it as a routine. And therefore, Mila de Chsiris is not something which should be imposed. Even on us, we shouldn't impose, we should make sure to limit these things.
It's not including shaklan, right?
Shaklan is an expression of tefillah, and sometimes you're doing it in order to get warmed up. For instance, smelling tabik.
Yeah.
Smelling tabik in love, and don't do it. Just to smell the tabik, you're spoken to melech, you're smelling tabik. This is pshat. Don't smell tabik mit davena. That's what it means. Shaklan is a part of expression of the lev. You know, if you're in this life. And the Shem says, even sometimes you want to warm up the heart, see, shaklan to warm up the heart. So even
but
you're not
ready. Tabik also wakes you up a little bit.
That's a physical thing. Take it away. Don't get high on some outside thing. So somebody will go take LSD. I could have better. Some will drink Bromfen, but drink alcohol before it. No. You have to be genuine. You have to be really genuine when you're daven. You have to express, yeah, don't get. Elohim Masecho Lois Asaloch, Ungegossen a God. This is the Elohim Masecho. God, Masecho Ungegossen. Masecho means pouring. Drinking, don't. It's better to be a little original than to be a lot, but it comes from an outside influence. Any kind of Tnua Chutzoina, which artificially ignites a person, is not tefillah. The Bromfen is davening, the tabak is davening, the smell is davening, the chemical is davening. No, you have to be original, as original you could be. Shocking is a different thing. Shocking, by the way, the
Vegas
Doyle.
They drink vodka and then they dance.
Yeah, dance, yeah, for dancing you could drink vodka. Why not? They dance for the vodka, they drink vodka for dancing. We're talking from tefillah now, we're not talking about the dancing.
And Shocking is, I heard that if you connected when I put it out, you started loving it,
yeah.
So.
Then the shaman goes the forward, yeah. That's explained. Shocking has to do directly with davening. Shocking is a matter of fact directly with davening. It's a Yiddish characteristic of the Yiddish as a neshama. He used to say when I want to check who is a goy, is a yid. A goy who hides as a yid. And it's a similar move like this. Somebody is a yid and a goy. You know, and a goy even could play and act as a yid. And one of those is a yid and a goy, see how he dances if he shocks or not. A yid is a little child. The minute he says, Dorosh Vekdusha, starts shocking. Why? Because there's a neshama. In the neshama, the minute you say, open up some Dorosh Vekdusha, the neshama goes to Kodesh Baruch Hu. After neshama, keep it being pulled back. It goes. Chayes rotsa is the shop. Chayes, the neshama is rotsa, it's ram, the shop, it came back. And that's the union of shakli. A guy hasn't got the neshama, he hasn't got this drive, hasn't got this pull to come forward and back. No side stimulation. Therefore, big chassidim, I'm talking now, Bala Machshov, Bala Moyach, didn't even go to Davin. In Eretz Yisrael, you could see the Oivdim, a few people, big guys, they dumped in the Shtibulach, they dumped in the Zichron Moshe Shil, they dumped in the simple Potom Adroshim. They went almost to Davin in the areas where the simple thing, why? They didn't want to be ignited, they didn't go into the Rebbe Aralach to tell the Sarma, they dumped, because again, that's Tfilah Chetzoyin, they're getting carried away by some, it's not the inner Tfilah. They went Davka to Davin in cold places, cool places, and there you have to Davin. You have to ignite yourself. The Zohar Kodesh said, the Balatana brings down the Zohar Kodesh, Oka de la Shalta Venuda Batshimbe. It's a club. A club, a hot club. You want to ignite them. It doesn't, the fire doesn't catch on to them. Batshimbe, you hack him, you knock him. You hack him, you zet him, zet him, until the fire caught on. You have to zet him in the inside, you know. Until it, but once the fire gets on this club, he burns, he burns, he burns. Now there's other way of doing. Take this hot club, dip him into gasoline, into alcohol, and with a little match, big flare up. It's called fire. It's a big, big flare up.
And
extinguishes, and the clubs remains the clubs, not attached. When a person is a club, he wants to die, it's so cold, he sort of, so it goes to the Rabaralach. Yeah, you dip yourself in alcohol, big flare up, you get carried away, you go to this, you get carried away. Immediately it evaporates, it goes out, you remain the same club, you get out of it, you're in the same club. So you have to do it again and again and again, and the club never catches on fire. Watch later, watch him, babe. Zets him. Get up in the ghetto 3 o'clock in the morning, don't give him sleep. The more you zet this goof, the more you zet this chum, the physical, and don't give him in. And then you work with your head, and you knock him around, knock him around, knock around. Don't give him the easy way up to get warmed up, because then you cheat, and you immediately take the easy flare up, and it never reaches in the depth. It comes up, you're burning, 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 but never gets to the core. What he does to get to the core, gets to get to the Pnimah Salef. And the more you zets this goof, and if you give it to them, and one it catches fire, some burning and burning and burning, it never extinguishes itself. It's again the same thing. Midas HaChassidus has to be done very original. Yes, when it comes to Aloch, I could better do the mitzvah of Shabbos and Chassidus in a good environment. Of course, you have to go to a good environment. When it comes to Midas HaChassidus, be original. Don't fool, don't cheat yourself. Because if you fool and cheat yourself, Midas HaChassidus, it could be all your life a faker. You're faking yourself. You think that you're doing something good and well and fine, and it's nothing snapping. Ibn HaTayma, one of the ones, Shatila Etzloch Amunas Avoyre. Ibn HaTayma, what is wondrous, Shatila Etzlocho, the Tfila by you is Amunas Avoyre, Figdainai. Tfila by you is one of the Munas Rakunish Bok in the Pikorn Kimosad, the Yotko Inyona, the son of Yishusko. The Yashku, when I was lost, I could Bok gave you over Tfila, and could Bok of Atras, you hired him to listen to you. Vilitis Palo is a commercial Tfila by this Murach. If you damage as the way you should, you also see the Chavis Amuna, you are fulfilling the Mitzvah Samuna, the Kabbalah and Mukhabai, because Bach is accepting it. We will always see an Amen by belief, because you're not going to do it as it should be, we'll show you with your tongue. Tiva Cheskes, a Koi Vim Oysen Bamuna, sorry. You're going to be in a Cheskes, just only establish as Amuna, but you're not doing the job. Omer HaKos, Kedor Tapuchas Heimu, Bonim Lo Eimu Bam. This is a rebellious generation. Those children are aimable, there's no trust in them. I'm giving them Vomer Ban Shamunas and Hagamak and Mishpotan Kenem, Aina Benamana Eris Lushevis and Modi. Tfila is Amuna. I think we spoke about it very much in the previous Shiva, we're not going to go. Tfila is a Gvaldige, Gvaldige Zach, which is only Amuna. Only Mcholm to Sech Amuna. Because Boko entrusted in you the Amuna to believe that when you are Mispalal, you're doing a Welt and you're changing worlds. It's Mahatov Midas Adin and Midas Rachmin. And you believe Hashem is listening to every word. That's the whole basic of tefillah. Now, when you are Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you the tefillah, where you have a way to express your amunah in Hakodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu listened to every word. Chazok Hashem tefillah chazeres treka milfanecho, and the whole world, the ashpah of the whole world, is based on you tefillah, and you suppose you mind in it. And when it comes to daven, you have in mind Hong Kong, you're all over the world, there's nothing davening. That's why you don't tapuch haseimo. You just rebel, you just put everything. Okay, volume like Amen Bob. How is it acceptable? There's one place where you could express total Amina Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you totally fail to express it.
So there's a Pikadon of Emunah within us. That's really the natural tefillah. That's where it comes out. When you have that Emunah, when you naturally daven, then that Emunah comes out. That's within us.
So if you could also take the organized tefillah and daven it naturally. Avadah, the tzaddikim gedolim, the righteous person is the one that takes even the organized tefillah, Shachos Nechamayrev, and makes it original. I think we never spoke about our natural. Natural tefillah, just I told you before, it doesn't have to talk about it, either daven, either not. We're talking about Shachos Nechamayrev and tefillah. Organized tefillah. To make the organized tefillah and not to do it mitzvah shenoshim elamodim, put in your heart, that's what we're talking about. Now, when a person, you know what tefillah? Tefillah is mokam karbonos. We know the karbonos, the whole world stands on of karbonos. the mamadus. Karbonus understands the whole world. So there is no karbonus. Tefillah is b'mokum karbonus. You know what this means? Before you damn shachres, and you say, why shalom, you're telling me that the world's amida sustains about my tefillah? My tefillah is so affecting the world? Are you maimon? Do you believe that? If you believe it, how can you not be mechaven? How can you not be original? And I don't believe it. So there's one thing that Kodesh Baruch Hu tells somebody to believe, that your words is affecting, your tefillah is affecting oilemers, and you must peer to the whole world, you could be Bechinas. Last time you mentioned, why does the Gemara say, V'chol yom baskol yoitze v'oimer, kol ha'oilem nizm v'abachanina v'ni v'chanina v'idayla v'kaf chadubi me'er Shabbos v'er Shabbos. Why does this baskol have to come out every day? Okay, it was a tzaddik, chanina v'ndoise. Chanina v'ndoise was davening such a tefillah, that through his tefillah, it was mefarnes, kol ha'oilem nizm v'abachanina v'ni. V'nosa came to the world because of the tefillah of chanina v'ni. Chanina himself is enough to kaf charuz and shavu shavu. Fine, it's not such a thing. But why should there be a baskol? And why shall that baskol be yoitze kol yoim? Answer is because I have to hear it. I am that chanina b'ni. Every person has this special uniqueness which you have to contribute to the kiyum ha'olam. And this is what Rav Nefesh Chaim brings from Chaim Volozhiner. That every tefillah, which Amshek Nesek Doyle had programmed and organized with kavonos with yichudim, to every Jew at Sof Kol HaDoiros. And every tefillah has his own program. The shachris is not as the shachris of yesterday, the shachris of today. The shemenes of shachris is not the same shemenes of mincha, shemenes of mincha is not the shemenes of ma'ariv. And I have to be a maimin that every tefillah, when it comes to my position, to my situation, to be mispalel, the world stands on it, and I'm a fan of the world to a certain extent. And if I'm not going to do my job, the world is lacking this contribution. This is the baskol yoitze, that every person has this to a certain extent, this bechina at kol ha'olam nizam because of you. Now, obviously, this is not logic. This is not seichel. This is only amuna. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells it to me. Now, when I go and chaper up the daven and I don't daven, I don't put in the heart, nothing at all. That means I'm not maimon what I'm saying, because if I would be put in front of the computer in the bar, as they call it in the Washington, the Pentagon, where the computer is the buttons of the whole kiyum ha'olam, and I could destroy the whole world, I will be very sensitive, I will be very careful. Yes, when I'm standing far down, I have to know I'm affecting now the whole world with my tefillah. And that's the baskol which I have to hear. And why don't we have it? Because we don't believe. Or we would say we do believe, but how long can you believe? You believe three times a day for a few years, it becomes this notion, you get used to it. But you don't get used to such a thing. That's the, every tefillah is a new tefillah, is a new involvement. Now, one of the things why it's chassidim rishonim rishonim shachos lishnat tefillah, they used to prepare. One of the things they used to learn, they used to prepare the kavonas of tefillah. They used to learn the chidim of the tefillah. And the more you learn it, and the more you knew the kavonas, the yichudim, the kabbalah, with all the things, they would be able to be mekasher and to learn the uniqueness of this special tefillah today, which is different from any other tefillah. So automatically, this understanding was ma'orer. This kavona, this is orders they had to do in order to be mispalel originally. It just shouldn't be just like other shemenes, like other shemenes. They had learned what is the specialty. But we, at the end of the day, we don't know all the kavonas, we don't know. But we have simple amuna. And I do firmly believe, as Chazal tell me, that my tefillah is the world standing on. That's the baskol. And every time when there's a baskol, like the baskol kol yom, baskol yotze mechoyres, that shuvi bonim shomen do tshuva. They say, why is the baskol? That every yidder has the baskol. But you have to tune in, you know, when in the radio you want to get the broadcast, you have to turn the knob, yeah. You have to get the broadcast. It shouldn't be static, you have the antennas clean and so on. So we have an antenna and we have our broadcasting, we could tune in to this baskol. It strikes us. Shuvi bonim shomen. We have to catch up this baskol coming on. When you catch it, then you're done with it. Now we come to the third part of the Avodah. The third part of the Avodah is in Yatsum, Chavis HaGufas Mu'umo. And when it comes to the time which you do something with Chavis HaEverim, which is not Kavona Belev anymore, for instance, Kesuka, Bekalulo, Bishar Masha Zachar Bechenek, Der Chayv Lahagdim, they're all what we need before we do the mitzvah. Kavona Salev Elohim Koedim Shevsen. Also, before we do, we're going to do this and this. Kidei Shesherish Masei Lishmoya Mitzvah Savoyah. The whole root, why we're doing it? Because we listen to the Mitzvah Savoyah. The Gadloi, the Roimamoi, the Hoidesloi, the Shavchoi, Al Goydel, Tavoyso, Rav Chasod Avolam. To great him, to elevate him, to thank him, and to praise him on the great goodness in the Rav Chasod Amichidon. The Gia Bo El Ketz Gvuleyo, the Schilis Amasad and Shilis, and he's going to come, he's going to reach his most of his accomplishment when it comes to the region of the Maris of Ben Sirsoy in the middle of the night. Besides, the Yirah Me'el Vachofiz Mashagir, the Tzadi Alfa Mikitzvay. In other words, when we do the Chavis Ha'Evrim, Chavis Ha'Guf, like Lula, Sukkah, or Tfilim, but then it's enough, we do it even before we do the mitzvah, in the middle, we here and there, we remind you doing Tzadi Kodesh Bokh, and also in the end, Bokh Hashem Vodeng. It's enough, you don't have to be always dedicated to the Kavodah, because it's more than Maris Ha'Guf, it's a Maris Ha'Evrim.
You makaven on the bracha shekirishalom misot of a tzivano. That's basically what.
That's the reason why we make brachas. Unfortunately, we make the brachas also mitzvah sanos shemelimoda. We need a bracha. We need a reshem yichud. That's the time of the night of Yehuda. Beautiful night. We make a reshem yichud kitshvirikatshkin to make all achonah for the bracha. And also we makaven the bracha. Says, but we need a reshem yichud to the reshem yichud too. Those who say every day reshem yichud kitshvirikat is also mitzvah sanos shemelimoda. The whole reason why we make a bracha before a mitzvah to put in lev in the mitzvah. I'm going to make a tefillah, an aliyah tefillah. So just don't put on tefillah. So I should get shoni. Yeah, you're the kaddish. Twice it's on aliyah tefillah. So the bracha is the kavana, is the leiv of the aloha tefillah. But when I say every day I should get shoni, it's finished. So now the shemichut kachuv lichoshchinta. I should be able to be machab by the bracha. But those who say every day shemichut, they need the shemichut before the shemichut, because the shemichut also becomes the noshim alivoda. And those who say bracha bekavona, this is the l'shem yichud kitshuv lichoshchin. They don't have to say l'shem yichud kitshuv lichoshchin. So that's when I'd be the tainet. Either you don't need to say l'shem yichud kitshuv lichoshchin, it is going to stay for l'shem yichud kitshuv lichoshchin. Because the more tchina you say, the more bokoshe you say, and then it becomes. This is one of the faults, unfortunately. I wouldn't say the fault. This is one of the pitfalls where we're losing out. The Baldover helps us by all this tchina zogas. I mean, I see it. I watch it. And my heart bleeds. You could see by the Sfadim, the Adavan al Abtid in the seminars, going out to them. They would say, but the most important fillers, they don't know what they're talking about. When it comes to say, Tchina, the Shalashim, they say, Yamratim, they don't know what they're talking. It becomes a part of the routine, and it takes away the Neshama from everything. They say, the talk. But the talk every day, how much can you be Mechavan? How much can you be mechaven? So when it comes to the etzem tefillah, when it comes to the stake of the davening, that is the 1, 2, 3. Just goes 1, 2, 3. And down with the ma'ariv, not the mechavenim is good. I'm talking general. So to say before ma'ariv, to say 50 minutes, 10 minutes, and 70 minutes, all kind of tefillahs. When it comes to ma'ariv, Krishna, all of them, boom, it goes 1, 2, 3. Take away the whole essence of it. The chonah takes more than the whole mitzvah. What is important, make sure never to lose track of it. So when it comes to mitzvah ma'aseh, have in mind before you're doing it, while you're doing it a little bit, and end you're doing it, that's enough. Kuma shomad dover l'ashom, l'asur etzor ha'lachai ha'fatsi. The whole intention is to do your rotzim. Yisro nafsho v'zeh. Ala ha'kosha asher kidam to v'kiros upon him elu v'dvar ha'melech. You should compare it to this which I told you in the beginning. Yaliboy tomi. Should always be on his heart to remember. You will find the quickness. When a person knows he does the Rosh Hashem, he's going to be always excited. Always going to be chritzes. And therefore, the B'chavis starts with Zrizes. Zrizes, Zahiras, Zrizes. Because Zrizes shows when a person does think fast, gets up fast, and runs fast, comes with him. You know, and is his mind alert. Zrizes means also alertness. Alertness. When a person is alert, He keeps, any mundane thing, anything that a person does physically, mundane, not Yiddishkeit, you get used to it, you can't keep up the alertness, you can't keep up the charitzus and the zrizus. Yiddishkeit has to be an ongoing charitzus and zrizus, because there's new life, there's always new life, and only when you implement your machshava, then you have always a frischkeit, not a frischkeit, be fresh. Just to be always an excited thing, you could repeat the same thing, but when every day is there a lev, the lev always have a certain new depth of, a layer of new depth which you're reaching, and it gives you fresh excitement. What? He kept the freshness. And we made the first time the Mitzvah Kedomah Baloi Fusaneiros, he kept the same excited every day, continued. I gave thought in my drochem, and I brought back my feet to your mitzvah. What does it mean? And I was quick. I was alert. And I didn't postpone. What was the cause of chashti v'lo yismamati? what lishmoy tzurecho chishavti drachai. You were thinking. Therefore, before you do something, do with machshava, do with seichel. It's what mati means postponing. It's mati fazomen, zomen, asmamo. So, what does it say? How do you call it?
Procrastination.
Yeah. But what was? What made the Lushiva Ragla Eda Secho? I brought my feedback to your mitzvahs. Chashti, I was fasting quick for Lois Mamot and I have not delayed. Lishman says, what was the reason? Because Chishafti Drocha. Because I was thinking in your Drocha. The more you think in the Derech Hashem, the more you learn and the more you understand, the quicker you are, the more alert you are. And there is Koyva Hashem Echlifu Koyach. There's no tiredness. There's no weakness. There's no weakness. You know, we could see Tzaddikim, Oved Hashem, they're all the weak and everything. They did mitzvahs, they did it with such alert, with such a simcha, with such a...
Like the body was tired.
The body was not tired. The minute they were in Yiddishkeit, they were like lions. The minute they were out of it, they fell apart. They fell totally apart. You're getting a fresh cut. You could have seen about the Klosenberg roof, like he's out in Amachizan. But when it was... few years ago still. It was weak like a fly. He couldn't raise his voice. He couldn't raise his voice. He couldn't talk. He started learning. He gave him shasha class, whatever. And he went into it. All of a sudden, like, it was a youngster. All of a sudden, he was speaking for an hour and for 2 hours. And like, get carried away. How does the physical class take it? And all, after that, he fell apart like in a saint. It was a man. In the old thing, like, his feet were swollen. He looked like a garment pool. He could hardly walk out of there. He came to that coffee, came to the rabbi, came to the field, came to the keeper. It flew away. It just flew away. It was like a malach. Every person could attain this. Every person of us could attain it. But we have certain heaviness, we have certain lowness, we have certain letdowns, we have certain physical handicaps, everything. It's only because the missing is because Chishavti, we're missing in the Chishavti Drochai. However, we have to be trained how to be Chishavti Drochai too. Unfortunately, we do not develop our mind to do the proper thinking. Unfortunately, every chinuch of today is not learning the Chavis Salvador. He's not learning the Derech Hashem. He's not learning the Ramchal. You have to, just like your body, you have to exercise in order to be able to do what you have to do. Same thing, our minds has to be exercised in order to get into the depth of thinking, into the depth of the self. And if you're not learning, if you're not training our seichel, our moyach, to do and to think original, you think, but the thinking also becomes a mitzvah and osher melamoda. And that does not ignite it, that does not catch on fire in you. This is it. Hasiri. And the tenth cheshben ha-nefesh is. Cheshben odom el menapsho, when a person makes a cheshben with himself, v'ashkof ha-sabayra, v'negleb in his Torah. When a person looks and it evaluates that the Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at him equally, what's in the inside, what's in the outside. V'shuroi oisoi, the Kodesh Baruch Hu sees him, v'zoichet kol ma'aso ma'asho oiver ha-liba, min ha-machshov es-hotev es-varavais. Kodesh Baruch Hu remembers, everything is recorded. You remember my Moshe? Imagine if there would be a video machine, but you put it on a person, and of course he's thinking. That's what he talks, the way he moves in the outside. A video only records the exterior. It does not record the interior thinking. Imagine that you're under a video machine which records exactly, puts it on color, everything which it goes through in your mind. Who of us would be under this video? Who of us is willing to go underneath this video? Who of us? We would do everything just to get swallowed up in the earth, just not to be under this. We would have put any kind of shield. We'd be carrying protective shields that really shouldn't catch our brain. Because if it catch our brain only for 2 minutes, it record him, and then we'd be played back. We wouldn't know where to hide from Busha.
My video was burned.
We wouldn't know where to hide. Okay. That's exactly what Hashem has. Hashem is videoing, is recording. Our inside and outside, and all our machshov is hatoides varois. And everything is memorized. To have a clear mind. And the Gedat of the Gemara says this Shloshet Dvarim, Shein Adam Nitzel V'chol Yom, which a person can't keep, one of this is Machshavet. Now, we have to read Machshavet, there's various stages of Machshavet. As the Balatani says, Melech Osir Berohotim, Berehita Deliber. The man's mind works like a blitz. We have to know one thing. Nothing ever we saw in our eyes is being erased. Everything is recorded. We have in our brain just like a video film. Everything that you see, everything that you hear gets recorded. You may not take notes. You don't play it back, but it's recorded. It's there. It's there. And somehow, sometimes, you know, I give you a very good motion. When you have a tape, you have a video. Okay? You recorded something. It's there on the video. You don't even know what it is. You don't even know what it is. Now, in order to erase them and to put new stuff on it, you have to reactivate them. You put them into the camera. When you put them into the camera, you start playing them up. But while you're playing them up, it's being erased. Okay? And if you don't play them back at all, it's there on the video. We have to know. Our memory and our mind records everything. And one day when we went to Shem, we die, we go back with our neshama. Yeah, we would like to go back with a clean thing. We don't want to come back. Unfortunately, I think in the kever it's been played up. You don't have to give it so you should put a video into the kever. You have a natural video. You're being played back in your mind that everything which you saw, which you heard in your life, everything which you said, everything which you heard, everything is played back. I wish I could erase it. There's a way to erase it. When you are dedicating yourself to Avodas Hashem, you'll be spiraled, you're davening, you're learning, you're Mitzvah Hashem. And why is it so difficult when you daven, all of a sudden Shigas comes into you, which you never thought of it? All of a sudden, to be reminded. So it's been told by Baal Shem Tov, the Sifra Baal Shem, that this is in your thinking of Machshavas. Why Machshavas come up in a person's mind which has no idea why? So to be mistaken that Machshavas, because it comes up in order to be erased. Because when it comes up, all of a sudden, this Machshavas, you're totally innocent, and you immediately doicha, you push it away, and you're putting in good Machshavas on top of it, then it has been erased.
That comes up just in the middle.
Anything. Yom Kippur. Mittel Kamidre. The highest moments. Why? Because in those highest moments, when a person is worthy that this bad thing should be erased, so in order to be erased, they have to come up. And how do they become erased? By being doicher. You push it away, and you're putting on top of a good machshavah. That's the innocent thinking of machshavah.
Inward, the Elohim is Borach, to do everything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake.
You medayek the chavis shalvavas to say therefore the person is mishtadl negleyu ben istora. It doesn't say mishtadl nistora ben negleyu. That's the old machloikis. Old machloikis in the derech avodas Hashem. Where are you starting? You're starting from the outside to working into the inside, to working for the inside, working into the outside. Okay? So, the derech, the allgemeine avodah is, when it comes to basics, when it comes to basics Yiddishkeit, you start from the outside, and from the outside you work yourself inside. It starts in Chavis Averim, starts from the outside, do mitzvahs and practice and get up and do things even not in the Madrega. Imagine them, Shatis the Moshe. A person halters by davening. The Kopen is by davening. He can't count it, can't daven. He says, I can't daven, I don't daven. The Gemara says, Abom in Aderech, Spot him in Atzila. Somebody comes to the base.
It's
put him in Atzila. Today we don't say such a thing. Because we're very not Machavim. Daven anyhow. So if you daven, it's more than this. It's going to come to the inside. The outside motion is waking up the inside. So therefore it says, Mishtagel Sakne Glevin is Torah. However, in Kotsk, the derech was, you don't do a motion in the outside unless it's mature in the inside. Because any motion in the outside has to be a climax from the inside. You work on the inside. Don't be a phony. So because if you want to start with that, you're going to remain always a phony. You're always going to remain acting. It's going to come in a little bit on the inside, but the outside is always going to remain an actor. That's what the other derech. That's just the derech of Avodas Hashem. They never made a motion. They never did anything unless what gehalten about. Unless it was the inside. So it's true. And it's like the Chavis Salvador says, the Pshat and Tomei and Tiyim and Shem and Kecho be complete, because Baruch Hashem Chatzayla Sotniyah should be shover, should be equal. There shouldn't be a discrepancy between the appearance and the whatever you feel, that's what you say. Don't say more than you feel. Don't talk more than you feel. Don't act more than you feel. Don't shock more than you feel.
Talk tomorrow. All the Hasidim shover very much like the very warm ice, and the Yenukah is the younger state filled. Is that a minik from the Alte Kalina?
I don't know. It doesn't mean anything. Everyone today has the right to change whatever they want. It's not Kalina, it's not the Yenukah. This is fantastic. It doesn't mean this. I don't know. He's like that. It doesn't mean anything. What's the machloikas? You start from inside, outside, inside. Really, it's not a machloikas. Both are right. Such as follows. When it comes to the Chavis HaEverim, what you have to do, Halacha Shulchan Aruch, there you do. You helps here, helps nicht. You have to do the outside. It comes to Midas Achsidas that we spoke yesterday. It comes and you have to do your own. You have to be Nasa Venishma. That's beautiful, the word. Nasa is the outside. You're doing it. Regardless of how to buy. Nishma is the inside. The Hertus. When it comes to Midas Achsidas, there must be the Kotskis right. Midas Achsidas has to come from the inside. Because Achsidas is Bechlan nothing if it's not in the inside. Chassidus is Chodesh Halvovas, Chodesh Checho Yodei Yehu, that's to be you, the head. Chassidus is a Maisa Koyz Baalva to imitate and to Nochmachan. Anything immediately Chassidus somebody else is Maisa Koyz Baalva, some push it a monkey. It's nothing. Just to be you, avoid any Midas of Chassidus has to come from the inside. It's not just I'm going to do it in the outside, maybe it's going to catch on in the inside, because the whole catching on is not Chassidus. It has to be a maturity. So both of them are right. In basic Torah, in basic Halacha, learning Torah is Halacha. You have to learn. You have to learn. A person has to be kaveh itim Torah. Yom v'layla. How to yodah v'alish, the vayt hard, not hard. Go out, get up. I remember once in Chavez, my Rebbe, I wasn't feeling well. I think it was a Chanukah time. He wasn't feeling well. He had to say a drosha to us, and he couldn't say it. And he wrote a note which was hanging in the Holocaust in the smash, a very interesting note. And he wrote this as follows. It's a very interesting note. I think it's reprinted in the Torah Schemet. And he wrote out, he says, we have sometimes to use the Yetzer Hara, the chassisim of the Yetzer Hara, and to fool him. Yes, how to use the Yetzer Hara that we should get fooled. For instance. You want to get up learning, you should learn and not, you learn today. It says, if you make up your mind, you want to get up 3 o'clock in the morning to learn, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning to learn. And you could learn, but you could go learn the Bismedrash, and the people see that you're learning Bismedrash. It's horrible like it. It's horrible like it, you're getting up, you will help you to get up, and all the people see that you learn. So make up, say at night, you know, I'm getting up 4 o'clock in the morning, I'll be with Smash and learning 4 o'clock. Let all the people see that 4 o'clock I'm getting up. Use this device.
Who's going to be there?
You got to know. That'll be there. And then you get up. Yitzhak wakes you up. Yitzhak chases you up. Everything, boom, boom, everything's Yitzhak. It lets you. But then you see the landing. You show the Yitzhak. It's a fag. I've learned him. I don't want to learn the Torah. You used his push to get to the Bessim Ezrish, to get to the Gemara. Once you get to the Gemara, you advise him a fag. I'm giving you nothing. You know, this used to show giving you nothing. It's a European expression. I give you nothing. Give you a fag. I give you nothing. And that's the way you fully Yitzhak Hara. Davening, learning, chesed, doing mitzvahs, shulchan aruch, we have to do everything with niglei. Let the niglei come into this story. Chassidus, Kotzke is right. Everything which has to do above that, there, because it's b'chlan atamaisa. The moshel b'zeh, let the person make a moshel less. Ilohoi mashke for l'chodam. If a person would have watched him, b'shem b'tni, Yosef told me that imagine a person would have watched him continuously. And would have watched all his movement. Hanochelo yilolasa zomet shemois odam ahu, which is something which is opposing that person, is disgusting. Hashem the one who watches him. B'chol shkim yesh v'toiv v'chesed. If this man is giving him a toiv v'chesed, would you go against the man? B'chol shkim adoino. If this man is even his odain, is his master. Kol shkim sheboira mashkevola. Kol shkim sheboira mashkevola. Kol shkim sheboira which is watching him. Kami yichoyv likolem liboishes lefona. How much is a man required to be embarrassed in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rizor Mam Roysa, and to watch that he shouldn't rebel against a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lemay Lavad Osa, he should haste himself, he should be fast to do the service of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lesavev Retzoyne Vavosai, Lesavev Retzoyne, interesting notion, yes, Vavosai, Lesavev Retzoyne, he should circle around his Rosa Vavosai. The Sabbath, he should circle around in the Rosh Hashem, Ba'avos Hashem. First, you know, when a child loves his mother, he's always around the mother, circles around the mother. He's always in the company of the mother. So always circling around, what you like, yeah?
I thought in the Sabbath that the person itself should be the Sabbath. Otherwise, if the person's directions is, you know, he thought he would like to do this, so he turns around to do what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. The Rosh Hashem, in the Sabbath. Because he said it like this, Ilamaya and the Sabbath is the same notion. Ilamaya Labadosa, the person should hurry up to the Avodah.
So it goes on him, Ilamaya, he is Mamaya Labadosa Kurish Baruch Hu, it's Labadosa, the son of us, the same thing. So just like he says, Ilamaya Labadosa, he would haste himself to his Avodah, with a Sabbath, he will be Mesabbath himself, the son to his Rosa, Avodah to his own. Same thing, because Avodah, the son of us, the same. Ulamaya goes on him, same till the Sabbath goes on him. He will be Mesavev Ritzoyna. He will always circle the Rotzon Hashem. He will always be in the circle of the Rotzon Hashem. He will never go somewhere else. Vayit, and more, Kiminadiyah, or more in the Cheshmini, is Kiminadiyah, it's known Ba'ash, when we scashed him, but that we are decorating with Mifchal Mashi Nichalon, with the best that she can, in Al-Bushim, it's the same, because Melochein, it's the same, when we go out to greet our kings, our ministers, our great people, we will try to dress up the nicest decoration, the nicest clothing. Mitzvah shemashkifim agli eini, because our dressing is expressing our presence. Okay? Mitzvah shemashkifim agli eini, because they look at our presentation. When we go out to greet a great person, we dress up the nicest. Why? Because this way, they look at it. They observe us. You don't go to the Rav Shamelech in Shara Melech, you don't go to the gate of a king. The father sent to Yosef and they took him out from the board and they dressed him and then the Chalav Sim Loisav. Because that's Kfize, according to this. We are all continuously present for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fize, on the Chayyavim, it's Kashir B'Avodah Salakim. We always have to be decorating ourselves in Avodah Hashem. V'nireinu v'nistareinu l'ayim. In all our presentation, inside, outside, Mipnei Hashkafosan v'Shavai Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at all of us. We always have to be presentable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yilu huyinu ma'alim v'leveinu. Even would have think for a moment, Kashkofos HaMaluch Ma'anistam Ma'atzvoneinu. The kings which they observe us, they look at the inside, look at this just like Ashkelon and Yerem Yigufin, look on the outside. We would also decorate our inside. when we come to greet our kings, we decorate on the outside. We would have made looks on the inside, we decorate inside too. Hatira kisrik rov ben odam. Most of the people ain't ilas eshtadlusam lulim the chokhmas alamdam. You see, most of the people, the whole reason why they're learning chokhmas, all kind of wisdoms, and the teaching goddess, Eilal is Gadlovev, it's a Mlochem Bilvad, only to become noble people, they're aristocratic. Why people are becoming so, they become noble people? They want to be, you know, accepted in the high society. They want to be respected. Lechem Bahadvim and Yonah Torah, also many kind of religions. Ke'amu Oret, Mitzuvim Aldas Malkam, because the people of the citizens of the country are commanded Aldas Malkam, they have to learn the orders of the king, and therefore they learn how to behave in order to find kindness in the king. And people do it only in order to find kindness in their king.
Much more appropriate. Discussion
Bavados. We should decorate ourselves. What you see in the inside and the outside. Because Kushbachu looks on them, Ura Oisa Oisa Tom season continuously. You see how he always uses the two Lashonis. Hashkofa Isalem, Ura Oisa, Hashkofa Iriyah. Hashkofa is a much deeper look. Hashkofa means Kushbachu looks in very detail. Ria means observes it on the outside. Hashkofa looks in the inside. In every detail, is there Shaloi Lishma? Is there element of Shaloi Lishma?
Hashkofa is a
Ra
or something?
No. It's Kifa, it's Kachach Min Hashemayim. It's a Torah, yes. By Saddam is a shkofer the road, but it's also a shkifer. Lo yatridere dover midover. And Kushbach is not busy from one thing to other. You can't say, well, one thing gonna pass by, gonna smuggle by a certain tout. Kushbach, there's nothing could be smuggled by this being. He's detecting everything. Moshe Marakos, Lopos, Yermi, and Novi says, Ani Hashem, I'm Hashem, choyker leiv, boichen kloyes. Kushbach is choyker, he's searching the heart, boichen is evaluating kloyes, the kidneys. I mean, there's not a thought which goes by undetected. Everything
what
gets
is
in.
Cloyers? I mean, what
kidneys?
Cloyers.
Kidneys.
But what does the kidneys do?
Because cloyers say outside. The person, the kidneys are advising. We always look and think how to do it, what to do. Our head always works. Aitzes. The aitze comes from cloyers. And right in the aitze, in the cloyers, the kushbachu boichen. Who do you think for? What do you think for? Who are you looking the answers for? I mean, wherever our thoughts originate, Hashem is already watching and observing and recording. Is it built to Hashem Levada or not?
That's the instinct, yeah.
That's the instinct, yeah, kind of it. Well, Omar says, "B'chol mokom." The Pesuk says, "Shlomo says, 'B'chol mokom ein Hashem tzoyfos.' In every place, the eyes of Hashem are watching. Roim v'toim, good or bad. Nothing is going unobserved." Omar Zuchari says, "Ein Hashem heimu meshoytetim b'chol oretz." The eyes of Hashem are meshoytetim. He just makes moving video, picks up every. It's a satellite. It picks up everything. Satellite picks up everything, and everything is recorded, and everything is there in your file. Everything is there. I always say, you know, you remember that I said the biggest Gehenna will be the biggest Gehenna. I think the Bereishis Chochma doesn't portray the Gehenna in such a way because they didn't have this device those days. Imagine the Gehenna will be that the person dies, you take him into a movie house. And they sit him down, even on, he's the staff. All your family, all the way up, all the days, all the way up to Avraham Avinu, imagine such as thousands of people, all your Rebbeim are watching, say, ah, he's a new guest, let's watch a movie.
Yes,
watching a 70, 80 year movie, and all of a sudden the video comes on, and it shows, oh, he's the, from the minute you were born, and every second of this minute, and every thought, and every instinct which comes from the person, is on the movie. The bunch of the man starts screaming out, I never did it. That's you. It's not only what you do is recorded, and all your machshava is recorded. That would be the biggest gallery. We wouldn't know where to hide. What? Can't believe it.
You cannot escape. You got to stay there and watch it.
So is it the MS?
Yeah. Absolutely, this is the MS. This is the MS. That's what it says. You record, Kurkochus Meshait, it picks up everything. Therefore, we have to do tshuva, not even on machshavas. Therefore, we have to watch very carefully. But at the same time, good machshavas is also there. A person's, every Krishna, when he's going to be Krishna, that he's moving to drop himself into fire, is also recorded. He's seeing his Mekadosh Hashem thousand times, he's giving his life away. And every Menias for Taiva, every time he holds back from a Taiva, his animal wants a certain time, and he holds back, and it's Mesidus Nefesh Mamash. Is it? Oh, look, it's Kavalik Mesidus Nefesh, the Poil Mamash, Malikot Lekula, Malikot Lepalik. When a person is fighting his Yetzer Hara, fighting his Taiva, his Mamash, Avraham Avinu and Kiv Shenesh. This is also recorded. Good is also recorded.
But if you do tshuva, then
the tshuva mehava. The tshuva is being converted, then it becomes positive. But the gemara is gedolah hiru avera meavera. It's more difficult to the thoughts of avera avera. Why? Because of avera, we usually do tshuva. For hiru avera, we don't do tshuva. We forget it. It passes by like we don't record it even in avera. So we do many things tshuva. If we do mamash and avera, mamash and ma'aser, we do tshuva. But those fly by avera like this, we don't even think about it. So therefore, the Gemara says it's even harder. Because one thing is very important that this Mesirus Yeshurim is also stressing: nothing goes by unrecorded. Well, it's not recorded. It's recorded and it's not being shown to. No, it's being shown to. That's Bezer Shomal. This is you. What am I? Am I what my video says? And video says it records every little thing. It also shows the tshuva. Also shows what I'm erasing. If you can't, the more tshuva there is, and if we go back, but tshuva alone, you know, tshuva mehav is a beautiful thing. It's a mitzvah. But then we fall back and we recycle it. Then we recapture the avodas. By the way, you know, we could do tshuva mehav, but it's something which doesn't stay like that. If we are falling back, we recapture, we re-identify all our bad things in the past. But we could always do tshuva mehav again. And therefore, Omer HaKosposa Binyan Ayire Mashkof Saboire. The Kuposig also warns us, Shlomo Melech, how to have to be afraid of this which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching us. It says, Al Tevayel Al Pichu. Don't be hastily. Don't be impulsive with your mouth. V'lipcho Al Yemayer. Your heart shouldn't be impulsively fast. L'hoitzi Dova Lifnei Elohim. To express a thing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki L'kim B'Shomayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in heaven. V'atal Oretz Yon Earth. Means he's a satellite from above, and he observes, he records everything. There's nothing that you could hide. Woman says, Hashem Meshamayim Hishkif Al Vinokosh Baruch Hu watches it from above. Kasher Yen is a Shovel Rain Amam in Tomit. The person will always remember this, will always be alert with his thoughts. The Yachshav Amam in Todi, the person will continuously think, Im Nav Shola Vitis Nefesh, Yaboy Viz Borach Nim Tzimim Matzfuin, the Kosh Baruch Hu will always Kosh Baruch Hu will be in his Matzfuin. Instead of thinking Stusim, in Narishkatn, in junky things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be always. He's always going to be meditating with Hashem. Yirei be'ein sichla. And the person will see Hashem with the eyes of his seichel. You know, with your physical eyes, you can't see Hashem. But your seichel with your eyes, yar v'yar, you could look with your seichel, you will see Hashem. V'yayora oise tomi, they will always be afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in meroim emoy. They're always going to elevate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With Yiras Hashem, is meroim em Hashem. U'boichen es masav. The person will always be evaluating his ma'asim, v'choyker es polov. He will always research all his deeds. Van hogas b'riyos of how does he conduct his life with other people? How does he behave with other people? Hameidois, which this is the edus agdolos er musa chomos v'cholta. Look what it says here. V'choyker es polov van hogas b'riyos of. In his choyker. He will research all his people, the way he conducts with other people, and this is made on the person, on his greatness, on his chokhman yechoyles. Because he asked me down there. I mean, in other words, the evaluation of a person, if he's great or not, is mostly appreciated when you see how his conduction is also with other lachaveroi. Because there is the person is mostly challenged on his yeter between person to person. There is being always stepped on. And when a person could control himself and he lives a dignity, a life of dignity with that shows that he's somebody. Kashi Yasmit Alze, when a person will always be busy, Yasmit, a smart will always work on it. Because Baruch Hu will let go from his depression, finitzovn. Now people have sometimes a tendency, a natural letdown. Sadness. This, when a person takes this on this Japan, because Baruch Hu yeniach aboy reloy me'oz, because Baruch Hu will let go of his sadness. All of a sudden, it's going to pick up a person. Yargia liba mipachdo, he's going to tranquil his heart from not be afraid. V'yiftach lo shar yidiyosa, unbelievable. He's going to open him up a gate of yidi, of knowledge. This is the gate of knowledge. When a person, Hashem opens up a person's heart, you should start understanding things which you never understood before with a certain clarity. One of the obstacles, interesting, what doesn't let us understand things in depth is that we have a certain fear in our heart, a certain sadness in our heart. And this is the Timtum Alev. This blocks our heart.
what's when a Kodesh, when a man is always meditating with the Kodesh Baruch and proving that Kodesh Baruch takes away the sadness, Kodesh Baruch takes away the pachat, and that opens up the Shara Yidiyosai, the gate of his knowledge. V'galaloi soidois chochmosoi. Kodesh Baruch is opening up the secret of his chochmos. All of a sudden people start understanding, secreting, asking, how do you know? Who will teach you that? Who let you know? I don't know, it came up in my mind. Where? Because when a person becomes like a minor misgabber, becomes like a well which gets stronger and stronger. The Yosim Einov al Adrochosel HaNegosai. And he's going to put his eyes on his all his conduct, and he's going to go, Nichel Atzmo L'Choltoi. And the Kodesh Baruch will not let him on his own anymore. He's going to always help him. Hashem Roi Loi Echsoi. Because Baruch Hu is my shepherd, therefore I will never lack. I will never want. Hashem Roi Le'echse, I will never lack. Why? That's the prophet. Because Hashem Roi.
So before we were saying, Yibayche L'smaso, the Chaykes, Bo'olo, Ba'anog, Yotri, Yosok, it's Hashem, not Yibayche L'smaso.
You happen to be right. You could say, I was debating myself, it could go two ways.
Right.
I was saying, it could go the person himself. Because L'chayre is Mashman. Yeah, while I was debating myself, goes on Hashem, goes on him, help, and I decided to say it on him. Because you say that later on, before that,
you speak
two lines before he speaks about him. So, Yireh Be'en Sichloi, V'yiyeh Yoro Oysa Tomit, V'yiyeh Yoro Oysa Tomit, goes on the man, Imroi Memoi. It goes on the man before. The Kasha Yinyan, go back to the person. Kasha Yinyan says, Shoval Rayan Amamin, Tomit. And the person will bring it into his, the Yachshev Amamin Todi, the Mamin, the man, who thinks standing in Nafshela. Yaboy is Baruch Nim Tzim Abba Matzvul, because Baruch always will be in his hidden place. Yireyu Be'en Sichloi. Who will see him? The man will see Hashem Be'en Sichloi. V'yero Oyser Tomit, he will see Hashem. Imeroy Memoy will elevate Hashem. Iboichen es Masav, and the man will be boichen his Masav. Bechoiker es Po'olav, and he will bechoiker Banogas Beriyoy Sav. And he will bechoiker the Po'olav of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, the way HaKodesh Baruch Hu conducts Beriyoy Sav. You could say this way, and also you could say, Bechoiker es Po'olav, his Po'olav is Choiker. He's searching his deeds, Banogas Beriyoy Sav, the way he conducts his attitude with HaKodesh Baruch Hu's Beriyam. Hamigidois, which is testifying on the loss of the mitzvah of the Choltoi of the Hashem or on him, it could go on both. Really, I was debating, but because he's talking on him, and by switching back to Demosidos, could go on Hashem. The last words made me a little bit that he thinks that Hashem is, because there is a mitzvah of Choltoi. But it could go both ways.
A person can tell how he's doing by whether people like him.
That's what the Mishnah says. Yeah. Ezel Mechuvah Dom Chavah Sabriyas and Mishnah Ariyach Abiyos Nechum Ariyach Amokam Nechum. Yeah, you could say, but you're right. You could say Pshat like yes. The both Pshat is true. He doesn't determine the Tzevel Von doesn't say which one it is. I'm saying both of them are true. You know, you have a point. It could be like, it could go on Hashem, but it could also go on him. And this is the person going to come to the highest Madreg, Madreg is a Hasidim. He's going to reach. See, since HaKodesh Baruch is the one who's opening up the gate of Yediyah, see, this is one of the things which people don't know, the great potential that people have. That's the biggest tragedy which we have in our generation. They do not teach us, they don't let us know what the greatest of person is. The simplest little person has the greatest potential. He could become like an opening, like a fountain of knowledge. Because knowledge does not come with him as. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives knowledge. Kodesh Baruch Hu yiftach lo shari yediyosai. Kodesh Baruch Hu opens up the gate of Yediyah. V'galaloi soidois chochmosai. What does Hashem want you to do? Only want, Rechmon Elohim, give me your heart. Dedicate your heart to me. Think about me. Be busy with me. Meditate with me. Don't be busy with Shtusim. Just be honest. Be honest, be with me continuously, be high. Always be high with me, be simcha. Now what's happening? He says, the result is when a person is always with HaKodesh Baruch Hu 24 hours, and it could be accomplished. Because it's beautiful too, and it's logical too. All you have to do, just don't let go, don't let the chum, I call it, don't let the animal, the man, take control over yourself. You are not the body.
You are not a body. You are a neshama. You are seichel. You are moyach. This body is nothing more than an animal. Now, if you, from the second you're getting up, you are with your neshama, you are with your seichel, and you don't let go, you're in control, and you're rushing, and you're hasting, and you're running, and you're programmed. You know what you have to do. You never buckle. You never go idle. It's one of the things of the Kotzke Drochem used to be. We used to work on a person never to be idle, always to be busy.
Idle
means bottle, yeah, sitting, doing Leidigeier. Never be idle, because the minute a person is idle, the animal comes in. Now, when a person is always sitting, it's like a generator. It generates more and more and more. It's not just getting, the body gets more and more tired, and the neshama gets more wind up, the settler gets more wind up, you're becoming higher and higher and higher. What's the result? As beautifully the Chavisa says, this, the Yiniach HaBoy Reloi Me'otzboy, because Bochu takes away sadness, yeah? The Argia Liboy Me'parno takes away this nervousness. He's not nervous, he doesn't have to smoke cigarettes, he doesn't have to drink, he's happy. And what happens then when a person becomes tranquil and has a peace of mind? Automatically, if not Shari Diyosoy, regardless of Soydis Chachmosoy, he opens up Soydis. And then his unended potential. His potential is unlimited. Only the smallest person, all of a sudden, he gets madregas and so on. Says, how does this person come to that? Because the answer is, this all comes from above. All you have to open up a door to let it in. And opening up the door, you just meet the man is going to come a madregas yoino. He's going to reach the highest madregas with madregas achasidim. He's going to reach madregas achasidim. Ibe malo haroma, ibe malo satzadikim. And it's going to be from the high milers of the milers of tzaddikim. The yire, he will see me'ein ayin. He will see without the eye. Usually a man only sees with the eyes. I don't believe only what I see. And what this way, he sees with seichel, without the physical eye. He sees much further. The yishma will hear with bli oizem, without the physical ears. His hearing capacity, his seeing capacity, his talk, with daber bli loshma, he will talk without the tongue. His expression will be beyond it. The yargish b'inyonim, and he will feel, sense things with bilti chushim, which is not in the senses of a human being. He will be tuning in to senses which an ordinary human being can't even tune in, even with LSD, even with drugs, he can't tune into that. You could never escape. He will be so tuned into the depths of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'yishayir behem, and he will measure elokus godness, I would say behem, in this lofty things. With no comparable things. There's nothing, there's no yardstick in this physical world where you could use in to make comparison. Therefore, you wouldn't be able, the vocabulary of the words would be too poor to express those things which we see. And nothing is too much, nothing is too overpowering, any of those things. Anything in those heavenly things which is being shown to him, he's starving, he wants it. Usually in physics, is the more you see, the more you eat from something, you love ice cream. You eat, how much can you eat ice cream? And when the more you start eating ice cream, eventually it cuts, eventually throw it up. You can't stand it. Any kind of a physical pleasure, if you're feeling, the more you feed, the more you become cut. Ruchnesige pleasure is nothing. The more you feed, the more hungry you become. And the more you want. Which when any cuts the movement, you know. Nothing is enough for you. You always want more and more. It's something which never, if you feed Ruchnias, you feed the Neshama, there's endless the appetite. He will never choose a thing more than something which the Kodesh Baruch Hu was boicher for him. Always hang, his rotsu will be only what Hashem wants, va'avosa va'avosai, and the love in avos Hashem. Va'nev etzel masha olvolov, only what will be loved on him, which is loved on HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Va'nimasola, what is disgusting on him, masha moesla, which is disgusting on HaKodesh Baruch Hu. He becomes a natural, I would call pedometer, I call it a barometer. It's like his body becomes a natural, reacts naturally to what the rotsu Hashem is. Everything Hashem loves, he loves automatically. Everything Hashem is disgusting, he disgusts us anyhow. And of this type of person, the Shlomo Melech said, Ashre Odom, fortunate the man Shemeali who listens to me, Lishkoid Aldol, Soisa Yoim Yoim, is always shaked, diligently, is on my gates, on my doors, day. Means
He continuously is around me, continuously. In other gets discusses, the one who finds Motzachayim found life, the Yofek Rotzon Hashem, and he's been given desire from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what, it says beautiful things. How do you get there? Very simple things. But the tenth cheshem, how do you get this? How do you get to this madrega? Everything starts with one thing. Continuously watching Hashem is observing it, watching where therefore clean your heart and make yourself be busy with Hashem. That's all.
Striving to
you don't have to strive for the heightness. That is a natural automatic. Be with Hashem. Every moment, what does Hashem? What does Hashem want from me now? We're watching on a bus stop. What does Hashem want from the bus? And not to think shtus and this is all. What does Hashem want? Constructive machshavas. Constructive machshavas. Now, what does it lead to? It says it leads, takes away sadness. And tranquilizes you. You become a tranquil place. You have bitochon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then automatically Baruch Hu opens up the gates of your dia and soides, and that thing starts pouring into you, and that automatically lifts you, makes you a totally different person.
You know, it's interesting. It opens up the wisdom. No, we have this shira, Rumbea. He came once to the lumberyard. I worked there, so he bought stuff. He knew every, like I explained him. He understood like so every little detail of wood. He never was in lumberyard. But his natural understanding, that's to entire.
Everything, yeah. Some chokhmah is chokhmah. That's a natural inclination for everything which is nice and good. V'achad also with 11 cheshmen is. Cheshmen, other than after man makes a cheshmen, so much over me, over what he went through in his life. When a man makes a cheshmen, seemingly you have to make the 11th cheshmen after the 10th. Don't start this cheshmen before you didn't make the first one, because you need a backup, yes, something to fall back. If you start looking what you went through in the past, before you made the 10th cheshmen, that Hashem is with you, you'll be devastated, you'll be lost. First you have to build you, and then now you could make surgery, now you could look into the past. Now when you picked up the 10th cheshmen, now comes the 11th cheshmen. But the person makes a cheshmen, now much over what you went through in his life, he misasked them, if he was busy with avoiding the Selakov or avoiding the Sitzer. What did you tell now? Who did you serve? Did you serve the Yetzer? Or you serve the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Moshe says, Moshe, Kiva Melech Nosel Amom Elohitzi Bufunim Ba'othniat Tzoyosef. A king gave him a bundle of money that you have to spend it in such and such a way. Vizirim warned him, Shleyotzi Menim Uba Bizilosom, but you shouldn't spend them any other way. You should only spend the way you ordered them. With Dio, and he let him know, and he told him, Kiyach Shavitoi Olav, he will make a final cheshmen. When the year comes up, imagine a Melech gives you $100,000, says, listen, you do this money, invest them so and so and so and so and so, you manage the money. End of the year, we're going to make a cheshmen, and if the one penny has been spent not the way I told you to spend them. Hey, isn't it appropriate for him? Every month when it goes by, he should make a little mini cheshmen. Where is the money? How was it spent? Because eventually you're going to have to give a cheshmen nefesh. There's estimated taxes. Somebody's making a lot of money, business, even taxes at the end of the year. But they know always that problem. People wait till the end of the year, then they eat up the money, then they don't have money where to pay taxes. So they have to pay estimated taxes, monthly or quarterly, depends. So same thing is, you have to learn software, you're going to have to make a cheshmen with a Kodesh Baruch Hu of everything that she gave you. Isn't it appropriate every chodesh you should make a cheshmen? The Nizar Bishara moment should watch, and Bishara's man, Kodesh Shev Diyah Cheshmen Pison, we should watch at least, even if we mess something up, but the remaining of the money, remaining of the time, at least we should watch before it comes all of a sudden the time. We're in a day, and the Vaisus Mash Yeshlo, Mash Yeshlo, and Mash Yesh Olav. He doesn't know how much he has. How much accounting is against him? A demon is the same way on the same motion. Okay, my brother. Sorry, if you need shetivka the snapshako. You should always make a cheshmit nefshim tichal b'chol yom im tuchal if you can b'chol yom yomecho. Make a cheshmit nefesh every day. No, not once a month. Every day of your day is make a cheshmit. Betach shavimo and you should think al avodas Elokim and avodas Hashem shiachoy velecho bo that you are mechuyav. It's not something you do voluntarily because Baruch Hu commanded you to do it. And if you don't want to think backwards what you went through in your life, if you will look away from this what you passed through, which you passed, how much you ate up, is not less of a crime, mishetachshiv nafshecho mashinishamem. How much has been left? In other words, you have to make two cheshbonos. How much had I wasted, and how much do I have now in the hand still which I could save? And if you don't make a cheshbon of the past, it's just like you don't make a cheshbon of what you have presently. And then it comes up, you're just butchering up everything Hashem gave you, and you're losing everything. Al tidloik achar halomo bahalomo, v'tid v'fanocho v'anocho. Oy, this is a beautiful thing here. Al tidloik achar halomo bahalomo. Don't try to, tidlok means don't customize yourself. Don't get used to an attitude. Don't continue achar halomo, after your neglection, bahalomo, with neglection. We have a tendency that we, if you neglected something to do, instead of facing it, we neglect further to notice that we neglected. Otherwise, we want to hide our past haloma with a fresh haloma. We
give up on everything.
I don't want to think about it. The fact I made a cheshmi yesterday says, well, what's the point of making a cheshmi? I didn't make a cheshmi yesterday. I wouldn't make a cheshmi today. It's better not to think about it. Says, al tidlok, don't customize yourself. Tilak is lomo de laktak, why chasing life? When a person conducts his life in a day-to-day, it's called, al tidlok, don't chase achar lomo after neglection, bahalomo, with a new neglection. Don't newly neglect because you neglected in the past. Vesir doif, and don't chase hanocho, the abandonedness of yourself, bahanocho, with a fresh abandonedness. Well, abandoned yesterday, might as well abandon today. That's the tendency of people. It says, well, I messed it up yesterday, I messed it up today again. We layer over layer, layer of negligency, of abandonness.
Yesterday, the drunkard was, why are you drinking? He said, I'm drinking to forget. He said, drink, let me go. He said, I'm trying to forget.
He continues to drink, to try to forget, The tikeilit nashem alekech alomo. Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no such a thing as forgetting. There's no abandonness, or shikha, no forgetfulness. Kodesh Baruch Hu will account for everything. You know, don't try. It's one of the things that the Shoim and the bad, and getting into the cycle of bad, they become worse and worse, because they cover up one badness with a second badness, but I'm anyway lost, and they become vicious like this. He says, never mind, Hashem will pick up every one of them. For never says, he says, Keyomim, the days are Megillos, it's just like a Megillah, like a book. Kisuvem ha-shetachbutu shizokhalem, write in anything you want in order it should be remembered. A day is nothing more than another page in a book, and everything is recorded. And you can't push away a day and then just try to sidebrush a day with covering it up with something. It's there. Dig it up. Clean it up. Erase it. Rewrite the page. You could always, the beautiful thing of Chibi, you could always rewrite our beautiful past, our beautiful days.
The word processor.
Yeah, you always go back, push a button, it's erased. The chain ochi day for my brother. Pekoid is Megillah Secho. Wait, it says a beautiful Pekoid, you know? Just a person's a diary. Opens up his diary, looks, you know, write what he wrote. Pekoid is Megillah Secho. Pekoid means visit your Megillah, visit your past days. V'altis alamem, don't look away from him. Shlotika payment, don't be like an animal. Because you have a beautiful history behind you. You have a beautiful history book. Your life is your history. And if you don't read your own history of the past, you're like an animal. The animal doesn't know its history. It chews the same food every day. It's the same animal. You every day is a Megillah, is a history page. And if you don't reread your own history in order to know what to do today, you'll be like a behemoth, like an animal. Don't be like a horse, like a mole, you know, it doesn't understand what's going on. Whenever it says, Mishorach Zman is Al Musa Mechesh Ben Afshoy, and it says on the one who Shorach Zman is Al Musa Mechesh, the one who for a long time didn't look in his Chesh Ben Nefesh of his past, what does the Pesuk says in the man? Gam Sebel Zorka Boy. He became old, he became a white beard. Hula Yoda still doesn't know what's going on with him. He's already an old guy. Sever, like he's a white beard already. And it doesn't be Hula Yoda, he doesn't start to know what he passed. You know, but the Chofetz Chaim says the best Musa Sefer is the person's own life. It's the best Musa Sefer. Like he says, that the days of a person is a Megillah. It's just like open up a Sefer, you read. You could read in your own Sefer, you pass. You read in your past, see where you're coming from, what do you have to do. That's the best cheshbon hanefesh.
The lok, he says, is like igniting? Is that tidlok?
Tidlok means lomo de laktachar, chasing.
It's also a bit like...
Who is going?
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.